This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, while we'll share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill. That's right. We haven't had one of these in a while where we, you know, you guys ask questions and I give you answers. You know, it's a I love this exchange, but we haven't done it in a while, so I'm excited to do it. But before we get started, I always like to touch base. You know, I hope you guys don't mind that, but I know how challenging it can be. Oh my goodness, man. It has been a rough week on some of my rentals. You know, I'm making a pretty big decision here to get rid of some of my smaller properties. In light of the fact that we're getting involved more in syndication and other areas, it is just, some of the properties that have just been a real bear. So I'm looking at more than likely my Memphis properties be the first to go. It's kind of tough. I hate to sell. It's a weird deal. But, sometimes you got to make the right decision, the right choice. And, you know, I've fought that battle in Memphis for a long time. I'm in tough property managers trying to find, you know, tough tenants. Just a battle. And I think not that I'm giving up here, because I'm really just going in a different direction. But I think there's a certain point, especially if you get into multifamily, where you've got to look at those other properties to say whether or not it's worth it. And I have some others that are doing really well, smaller properties, and I'm not so quick maybe to respond there. But I think in Memphis, I'm making that move. So I'm going to be selling some properties there real soon. Well, anyway, hey, I hope that's not a down note. It's a good thing for me. It'll be a weight off of my shoulder and something that'll help me to focus more in the areas I need to be focusing. So let's get into our topic, okay? Now, this is our Ask Bill episode, which is our regular, you know, show where people ask questions that they have. That maybe it's an email, in-person conversations, phone calls, or through online portals such as BiggerPockets.com or Quora.com. I like to try to answer questions that I think apply to a lot of people. I get a lot of questions, and I don't post them all on the Ask Bill segments, but I think if there's something that you can use there, or most people can use, I'd like to share it. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to get started in real estate investing, and then maybe a little bit on REI for cash flow, especially in your latter years here, seniors, retirees, those guys. Also, where to buy cheap multifamily properties. That's one I get asked a lot. Another one, and I don't normally do this on the air, but I'm going to share some good real estate investing CPAs because I got a question on that too. So let's dig in here and see what we got. My first question is from my pal Joe in New York City, and he writes, "Hi Bill, saw you on Bigger Pockets a while ago. Your real estate business is something I want to do. I will be 62 this December and am thinking of retiring from my job with the New York City Transit Authority, probably 23 years. Wow, that's awesome. He's thinking that moving into real estate might be a good thing." And so he's looking at this. He hasn't been a homeowner before, and he's really not even sure if he should retire yet. you know, he's put money in some savings and other sources, so he has something to draw upon to get involved. But he goes, I'm looking for help on what I can do. I know I'm throwing a lot at you here, but believe me, I've been wanting to put this message out to you for the longest time, and I'm trying to keep this message as short as possible. So I think you did great presenting here. Thank you. And he says, interested in multi-units, and I've been managing my family's four units for many years. So he's got some practical experience here, which I think is good stuff. Well, Joe, let me try to address, there's kind of a lot of stuff here. First off, thanks for writing. Thanks for listening on Bigger Pockets. I hope you're listening on our podcast too, because I think you got some good stuff. We've got some good information to share as well. I want to emphasize, especially later in life here, you know, getting started in real estate investing, there are some special considerations. We're kind of a different group. Those that are, especially the baby boomer group here, there are some considerations you have to kind of look out. And I've found personally that real estate is like the best opportunity to be able to create wealth in a fairly short period of time. It really is doable with real estate. I want to emphasize, it ain't easy. It's hard work. I mean, if you were listening earlier, Joe, I had my battles and with my Memphis properties, which I, you know, weren't probably in the best areas. And I've, you know, decided to, you know, to, you know, pretty much say goodbye to that area. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of others though that are doing really well and are allowing me to leverage more and more for my future and for a legacy to be able to leave for my family. So let me just kind of just jump in here. I think the main thing is that be prepared. There's a lot to learn, and you want to try to hedge your bet and not have to make too many mistakes along the way. So I have sort of a 7-step process that I recommend to people, anybody out there. This is also, if you go to the website and look at the show notes here, you're going to see links in all of these categories. So there'll be more information in addition to what I'm just saying here. So, for example, the first thing you talk about is education. Really important. The more you can educate yourself, the more you'll prevent, you know, serious issues down the road. There's always going to be mistakes. That's just part of the deal, you know, but there are a lot of ways you can prevent making some of the bigger ones. And so I would definitely click on that the education link there. Things like books, online blogs, podcasts. There's a lot of free stuff out there. I mean, YouTube is awesome, and there's a lot of great stuff on there. Bigger Pockets, one of my favorite places to go to learn things and to, just to collect information, to network, a lot of good stuff there. So education, really key. And then you really got to, you know, kind of look at, is this something, after reading all and looking at all that stuff, am I ready to do that? Do I have the time to do it? Now, I'm talking about those that are active investors here, okay? Buying a rental property, overseeing that, or overseeing a property manager, that's an active investor. You can also be an investor that would just participate in things like REITs or syndications or, you know, other passive, you know, crowdfunding, those types of investments in real estate where you don't really do anything other than, you know, invest and then, you know, hopefully make a good decision before that, you know, really vet your investments and then invest. I'm talking about, this is more geared towards active investing, which it sounded like you wanted to do because you have a fourplex that you've been managing. It sounds like you're interested in multifamily. So let me keep moving on. Keep in mind from the beginning, even when you're educating yourself, about getting a mentor. Now, the mentor may be somebody you encountered in a YouTube video or somebody that, you know, in a book or something like that. And those guys, I kind of put in the, you know, category generally what are called gurus. And that's not necessarily a negative. I mean, they may be a real good, and, you know, guru, so to speak, that will really take an interest in you and be involved. But there's also mentors you can meet that can really be more one-on-one, you know, not necessarily somebody that you meet on a once a week webinar or a quick phone call, but somebody that actually will be somebody you can run every deal by and so forth. So so I would say also next thing is really look for a mentor. You can go to network at REI clubs, the real estate investing clubs around the country. There's meetups, tons. Go to meetups.com or meetup.com. I'm not sure if it's meetups or meetup. Plural or not, but okay. But that's a great place. You type in real estate investors and just investing and a lot of different areas where you can connect with those kind of people that might be potential mentors or people that you might partner with. It's really, really important that you start connecting with other people. I mentioned BiggerPockets.com. Go there. Start looking for people in your area and try to meet them for a cup of coffee in the morning or lunch or after work or whatever, and start putting together sort of a network of people that are also interested in investing like you are. So put that together. Next thing is start to outline a plan. Once you start to look at, you know, some of these great books, and we have our top 20 real estate investing books on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. And you should be able to click on and just go through those books. They're great books. And they will start getting you in the frame of mind where you're thinking, I got to put a plan together. Because really, you know, without a vision, what does Proverbs say? As it says, that people perish, and you really need to have a focus, a target. You know, even if you start out real simply, I'm going to get one, you know, within 12 months, I'm going to get my first rental property. And then you start to elaborate from there. You'll start going on and looking as you start to go through the process, you might enhance that plan. And the plan should change as you go along too. But in that plan, you've got your mission and vision, your why statement, which is really key. We also have, you know, a good podcast on your why and how important that is. Why are you even doing this? You know, are you doing it because you have to, because you need the funds for your retirement? Are you looking for maybe just you want to create that legacy to hand down to your family, or maybe you want to support a bigger cause? Like, part of my why is supporting our nonprofit ministry in Haiti and stuff. So you know, you've got to put all that stuff together, and then you have your real specific action plan and goals that go into that too. Like, how many calls a week you make? How many people are you going to meet? To build your network, you know, all those kinds, and you revise it as you go along. So those are sort of the key things. And then you just start, the next one is really just getting out there, and then you step forward. You take the step, you take the leap, and that is where you actually are going to go out and buy your first property. And once you buy that property, then there is, you know, the process hasn't stopped, because that's a whole different education once you've sign those escrow papers. I that's where I say that the real education begins. You really understand what it is for the day-to-day, dealing with property managers, dealing with tenants, dealing with property issues, and all the things that come with that, financing, bank financing, and so forth. And then that's like a whole different learning curve. So this is what I would recommend, is taking a look at that. I have an episode, an old one early on, called How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing, where you can go there. And I go over a lot of these things a little bit more in detail. Plus, there's a little graphic thing there that tells you sort of the step-by-step process. So again, this is just an overview, but you do want to, you want to, you know, collect that information and start putting it, you know, all in the same place and reviewing it and looking at it and, you know, going over those books and reading some of those books over and over again. I mean, the first book I say, if you haven't read it, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Everybody should read that. It gets you thinking differently about what a real asset is. And just your whole concept of investments will change reading that. So those are some things. I hope that helps you, Joe. I think, you know, right now, there wasn't a lot of detail in your email. I realize you tried to condense it down, but I think the main thing is, you know, get started, get going. As you start moving forward, you know, you may want to write me again and talk about some of the challenges or some of the questions you have. And I invite anybody out there that has that to send their questions in. Let's move into another one. This one is from James. And James said, I'm over 50 and my finances took a major hit during the recession. Man, join the club. A lot of people got hurt there. And I'm just now getting my income back up to where it was in my late 30s when I purchased my first rental. which unfortunately I had to sell in 2011. A lot of investors had had that same situation and had to unload their properties. He says, but I'm a real estate broker and I believe in the power of real estate. And I believe as I get older about cash flow. And as I do, I realize I don't have 20 to 30 years to invest in stocks and to wait for those to grow over time and to provide, you know, to provide income. And this is one of the challenges. I believe in stocks. I have invested in stocks over the years for many, many years. And it took time. It took years and years, decades, you know, to build up my stock holdings. And I got hit, you know, also during the recession on my stocks and stuff. So for a guy starting later in life, yeah, real estate investing really is a good way to go, especially when you're talking cash flow. For example, that you could do starting off is if you just want to just get some cash flow going. I'm just kind of on my high horse these months that have happened recently is because Airbnb is something I discovered when I had my multi-units and I started putting converting some units into Airbnbs. And they have just even the difficulties that I've had with that particular property. I mean, I had drug dealers and there were prostitutes and there was all kinds of stuff going on there. Bed bugs. I mean, that was a tough one. But dealing with these things, my Airbnbs were still kicking. You know, I was losing tenants in other places, but my Airbnbs were always booked. And I'm going, this is great. And I had some challenges, some people that were there when the bed bug problem hit. And oh gosh, it was really bad news, you know. I just closed that particular Airbnb and I opened it in a new unit and it's kind of like starting fresh. So overall, it's been really good and really consistent. And I'm actually going deeper on my Airbnbs and going to be adding more. And we're going to try doing something that's kind of creative. And this is something that some old dogs might want to consider. And that is actually going out and not purchasing property, but leasing property or partnering with somebody that owns property to do Airbnb. So you don't actually have to spend anything. I mean, especially if you can get a furnished place. If it's not furnished, you're going to have to get some furniture in there and so forth. So there's going to be some, and they may have to pay first and last rent, security, and those kinds of things. But what you would be investing in that would so much less than buying a house or buying a property that you would use for Airbnb. Now, you can also do Airbnb if you have a guest house or you've got a room on your property, you might not want to build something, or maybe it's just a room in your house. But that's a way to start generating cash flow. And, you know, we're talking, you know, at least $1,000 a month that you should be able to make on an Airbnb enterprise without even trying. And that's one that you don't own. That's maybe sharing the profits with someone else. So I'm just throwing that out to you, James, because, you know, that might be a way to start getting some cash flow going. You're a real estate guy already, so you understand. You might be able to work out some great deals with people that, you know, maybe clients, former clients or whatever, where you can leverage that. So anyway, that's I just wanted to throw that one out there. Let's see how we're doing on time here. Oh, I can slip a couple more in here. This one is from Maggie, and she just moved to the States from Italy, started following our blog here, and she's new to the U.S. real estate market. And is doing research. And that's where she read our article, How to Get a 25% Annual Return on a Real Estate Investment. And there'll be a link to that in the show notes if you guys want to look. And in the article, I talk about the example of a fourplex costing $50,000 and an eight-unit apartment costing $100,000. And she looked at that and she said, are these prices still realistic today? Now, granted, it's an older article, but okay, so let me go on and keep reading. She was talking about in Italy, you know, 100K will only buy you a one bedroom apartment if that. So she's looking at places, by population growth, et cetera, and, you know, things that would give her an idea where are good places that she might be able to invest. So she's basically writing and asking, hey, you know, I'm wondering if those 4 and 8 unit apartments nowadays are in a neighborhood worth investing in. And she says, thanks for the response. Well, anyway, I wrote her back, told her, hey, you know, my family's from Italy too. You know, just, you know, just sharing, you know, we're Italian, you know. Okay, but then went on to say here, it is possible. And I would, you know, I think I could easily, you know, if somebody wanted to challenge me to find one, I could. And that's what I did. I basically looked and kind of dug into some of my resources. And there actually be actual links in my show notes here where you can actually see some of these properties. I saw a 7 unit for $99,000, a fourplex for $53,000. The other one was in Akron, I think it was Akron, Ohio, a fourplex for $53,000, another fourplex at $35,000. And that was in Anderson, Indiana, which is not a bad area. There's a guy I had on my show named James Wise, and he is a character. This is what he does. He's in Cleveland, and he does a lot of business in Cleveland. Cleveland is a tricky place, just like Detroit is, and you really, really need to know what you're doing. There are some great deals to be had there, but I will really caution you that, you know, you got to just make sure that you got to do all your due diligence. And that's where the education part, you got to really educate yourself and do the proper due diligence. But they are out there, those properties. Educate yourself. If you're going into Cleveland, if you're going into Detroit, if you're going into these some of these other areas, you need to do your homework. We had a guy, Al Bean, who was on my show. Also, James was on the show too, and I'll have a link to his appearance there. And they talk about Detroit. They talk about the bad areas as well as the good areas and what you have to look for. And so it's just really, really good to look at that. Another guy I had on was Lance Edwards, who specializes in inexpensive multifamily properties. I'm also going to include a link here to some of the properties that he has found. I mean, small, you know, 20 units, you know, for like, you know, a couple hundred thousand. I mean, just really some good stuff. And there'll be a link to his little listings there of some of these properties. So yes, you can find them, but you know, cautious, red flag, all the other stuff here to make sure that you really do your due diligence, because generally if they're that cheap, there's got to be a reason why, and you need to find out what that reason is. Some of it might just mean it needs some tender loving care and a lot of repair work. And once you get that all done, it could run real smoothly. Or maybe there's problems in the neighborhood, or there's tenants there that have caused issues. Or, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. Sometimes it's just an area that is, you know, like Anderson, Indiana, places like that, that are you know, just lower price properties there too. So, yeah, you can do that, and you can find lower cost multifamilies. I really emphasize, if you're getting in later in life and you want to build something up, that multifamilies are, it really is the way to go. You can, you know, you can leverage faster. You also will get more income up front. So there are a lot of benefits to it. Again, I caution you, just have to be cautious there. Last question I'm just going to try to squeeze in here. And that is, maybe I might be able to fit two. We'll see. But this one is from Franz. And hi, Franz. He's asking, can I recommend a real estate tax accountant? And I normally don't do this, especially on the air. People write to me. I'm always real cautious because it may not be a good fit, or maybe you may not have the same experience I have with these people. But I can recommend, you know, with confidence, my CPA that I have here in California. Now, she may not be able to work with you if you're out of California, and her name is Amanda Hahn, and she is, you probably know that name from Bigger Pockets. She's published a book through them and been on there multiple times, and just got a great organization. It's called Keystone CPA. You can find her at keystonecpa.com, and their number is 714-916-5400. But again, I don't know if they do anything outside of California. Then there's some other guys that I recently met that I've heard nothing but great stuff from people that are working with them. And they have a podcast. It's called the Real Estate CPA Podcast. I was recently a guest there. And the guys are Brandon Hall and Thomas Castelli. Now, these guys do work with people all around the U.S. So I don't know how that works. I don't know if they're licensed in every every state or what that is. I don't know how that works. But anyway, you can check them out and find out more at the real, it's www. I hate when people say that. It's like, yeah. Anyway, but www.therealestatecpa.com. That's only something like an old dog would do. I mean, we're the only ones that still have AOL email accounts, you know? Okay. But anyway, the realestatecpa.com, great place to go. Okay. I'm going to slip one more quick one in here because I think it's a really good one. And this is from Tyler. Tyler wrote me and says, hey, what program do you recommend for estimating flip projects and balancing projects? Best place to go. There's a great book. It's called Best Book on Estimating Rehab Costs and Renovations. And that's from our friend Jay Scott at, he's very active at Bigger Pockets, has his own podcast, really is like the best guy. This guy is like the real deal. He's, you know, he's not selling stuff. He does have stuff he sells, but he's not this like over the top upsell crazy guy. He's just a regular guy, and he knows more about flipping than flipping I know about anything, you know. So he is a great guy, and he's got this very cool, so that book is really good. Okay. And that's available on Amazon. There'll be a link here for his book, but he's got this website called www.123flip.com. That's right. And this is a great website, tons of free resources and information on there. I think there's calculators and all kinds of cool stuff, but anyway, got to go there and connect with him. He also has a great website. Wow, old dog setting in here. Okay. That was just an old dog moment, really. But hey, he has got a podcast, and heck if I know what it was called. But just look it up. J Scott, okay? And then look up podcast, and you'll find him. I mean, he's all over Bigger Pockets, so I think they promote it there too. But really good. You know, he doesn't just do flipping on that podcast. There are a lot of good flipping podcasts, but I'm running out of time here, so I can't really get into all those. But Jay's first guy I would go to if I ever wanted to get into flipping. Okay, that is it for today. You guys ran a little bit long, but hey, we haven't done an Ask Bill episode. It's been a while, and so anyway, I hope there's some good info you can use. There's some good links in this too. So everything presented here can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Oh, I forgot, www.olddog. No, never mind. I won't do that again. So anyway, look for the episode Ask Bill, okay? And those links, there's a lot of them in there, some good stuff that you can use. Anyway, until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.